We just welcome everyone this Sunday afternoon to Cornerstone Deliverance Church underneath the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. We just thank you all for joining us for our Sunday School Sunday Sold Out for Jesus. Amen. We are so sold out that we are going forth in our week 9 of our Sunday School lesson. I'm your host, Prophetess Maggie. We're in our Sunday School lesson, Union Gospel Press, adult Sunday School lesson for fall quarter of September, October, November 2022. And our lesson this week is entitled Obedience in Feast. And we're going to go in a moment of prayer. And Evangelist Rosalind will take us before the throne of grace. And then we'll release the line to Mother Roberts as she reads the opening scriptures for this morning's lesson, for this afternoon's lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. We magnify your name, God. We just lift you up today, God. We want to give you glory just for being God all by yourself. You are great and mighty. There is none like unto you, O God. God, you are our salvation, O God. You are our strength, O God. You are our song, O God. God, you are our health, O God. God, you're everything that we need, and more than that, O God. Whatever we need from you, O God, we can get it, God. And we thank you for it, O God, that we belong to you, O God. And as we belong to you, God, you said whatever we ask in your name, we can have, God. So we thank you for that in advance, God. We ask that you would have your way through this service today, God. God, that we would just get some wisdom, oh God, from the word of God, that yes, we'll be able to walk in it and do what you're calling us to do, God. God, we just say yes, thank God. You right now, oh God, for the woman of God. Anoint her, use her, God, for your glory, oh God,
thank
that you will be lifted up. You will be exalted.
Yes.
You say, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. And Lord, we just lift you up today, oh God, and we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the feast of the tabernacle for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no severe work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything unto his day, beside the Sabbath of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and besides all your vow, and beside all your freewill offering, which ye give unto the Lord. Also the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the board of godly trees, branches, and palm trees, and the board of thick trees and willow of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days, and ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in a year. It shall be a statute for even in your generation. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that Israel born shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel and dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our lesson is obedience in feast. Amen. And we've been going forth 9 whole weeks.
Mm.
And as the Lord has been building us up and building our character, our spirit man, in obedience to hear him, to trust him, to submit, to surrender, to love him and his word so that we may live. And we just thank God for what is taking place by going forth in the word of God and how it is changing our lives, and how this is applying, how the Old Testament is applying to us now. Amen. We thank God for how he is structuring us and how he is realigning us and how he is making us consistent when we weren't consistent, and how he is organizing us when we weren't organized, and how he's just doing a new work in us. And we just thank God for that, because only he can do it. Amen. How
Amen.
He is cleansing us, humbling us. And the things that we're seeing from the word of God, not anything that man can do, but what the word can do. His audible voice in writing can do what, and I'm just grateful for what, just getting in the presence of God and allowing him to minister to each and every one of us individually. Amen. And that's what the word of God does. And so this week, as I got in the lesson, there were some words that stuck out to me. In this lesson this week, we're seeing that God is instructing Moses to instruct the people of Israel concerning the appointed festivals and the official days for the Holy Assembly. And that word instruct, one who reprimands, one who chastens, who scolds, to teach orally, to make a disciple, a follower. You know, I begin to think about the many times when Jesus would, even at the Sermon at the Mount, when he began to talk to them, he said, "Let's go up." See, many of them were down at the bottom, but it took a lot to go up. Only those that would follow him, only those that were willing to obey and go up. And it's the same way with us today. It takes a lot to come to church, a lot to get on the prayer call, a lot to go on Sunday, Wednesday, and stuff. But the requirements become more when you want to become a follower, when you want to become a disciple, when you want to become, and you want to follow the instructor, you want to follow the instruction, you want to lead forward, you want to join together, you want to unite, to be knitted together, to be proven. This is what instruct means. Amen. And so
Amen.
God begins to talk. Jehovah begins to, he initiated these festivals so that Israel would have a constant reminder of many blessings, the many provisions that he had given them, that he had distributed to them, that he had issued out to them in their times of ungratefulness, in their times of lack of self-control, in their times of complaining and whining, in their times of ungratefulness, in their times of just being human. Amen. He yet still was God. And so he wanted them to take a time and pause, stop and pause in these time of festivals. He wanted them to stop working and to just be able to rejoice, set aside, give thanks, celebrate, notice, stop and notice the goodness of what he had done. So today's aim is to see how the Lord ordered this feast and why. Have you ever just stopped and paused and said, Lord, I've seen what you're doing in my life. I've seen what you've done in my life. I've seen what you're yet doing in my life. And I just stopped and I paused. I tell you, thank you. Yes. I don't have to wait on a special day. You know, these were like holidays to them. Holy days to them. But we have a benefit now where we can do it any day. But he had a day set aside, and yet still we are to obey the Sabbath and rest so that we can reverence what he's done for us all week. How he's woke us up. It wasn't no alarm clock, and how he has allowed us to get up and get in prayer and get up and get on our own jobs and whatever we've done throughout the day and how we've maintained throughout the week. He wants us to just stop and notice his goodness.
Amen.
And so the principle is to realize that the appointments of the Lord will help us understand our present standing in the Lord. To realize the appointments of the Lord will help us understand our present standing in the Lord. That's powerful. To make rejoicing, our application is to make rejoicing in the Lord our constant spiritual habit. This thing should be a habit. We should practice it, it should just happen anytime, any moment, at any moment. The woman of God says she was on the train. We should just be able to go up in a praise. We should be in the grocery store. Because it's a habit. Because we think of the goodness. And we are grateful. As they traveled in the wilderness from Egypt to the promised land, he had distributed blessings. They were ungrateful, complaining. All of this, he was still blessing them, distributing blessings to them. And we can all agree that the unlimited reasons why we should give God, they're unlimited. We can't put a number on the reasons why we should bless God. Not only does it give us reasons to give God praise by reading this, what Mother Roberts just read and hearing it, but it is a constant reminder to live. Our principle is to live motivated. Full of energy, full of passion. Our zeal should be, we should have a passion about this thing. Of energy, and we should be on fire for God. With purpose for him every day. It shouldn't be, woe is me, Lord. We should be bubbling over. Especially when we connect with other believers.
Yes, Lord.
But when we are in the midst of unbelievers, this feast, this joy, this gratitude, this thankfulness, this celebration, this cheer, this importance to rejoice, this preparation, it should be magnified in the life, in the eyes of the unbeliever. They should see it in action.
Mm-hmm.
There should never be a dull moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the feast. See, they, in the feast, they had to kill. They had to kill baby. Let's go back. I believe they had to kill a baby goat or something. They had to kill something. A sacrifice, a lamb. We don't have to do all of that stuff. They had to smear blood all over doors and stuff so the death angel could pass over. This was the feast. These were the things that led up to the feast that they had to be thankful for, that they didn't get taken out by death, that they had to eat special meals and prepare special meals to eat. We can just go in our fridge and we can just eat.
Amen.
We can just lay down and expect God to get up. Sometimes we don't even lay down and pray, but we just expect him to get us up. We serve a God that's good like that. So he wants us to stop and notice his goodness. So as we study the Feast of Booths, we might think that there were a lot of those special days when sacrifices were required and a person was not to do any work. For some of those sacrifices, a person could provide the animal and invite a friend or relative to go to the house of the Lord and celebrate the sacrifice with him by eating some of the meat. Eating the meat of the sacrifice together was an act of faith in God, to whom the sacrifice was made. That is why Paul, writing to the Corinthians, advised against feasts in pagan temples. In the pagan temples, we might also think that in a relatively low-income agricultural society, offering a lot of animals and not working on so many special days would be a strong economic drain. Never forget that God's work done God's way will never lack God's support. Our part is to honor the Lord.
Amen.
He will take care of the materials needed to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. He is the provision. He takes care of everything else. He will take care of the materials that are needed. He'll accomplish that. A sacred gathering. A sacred gathering. This was a calling together. Believers today are called together for worship. Are called together for worship and for other spiritual activities. Certainly the people of Israel saw one another and possibly worked together most days of the week and of the year. However, the Lord knew the value of their being called together around spiritual themes. It is hard to maintain spiritual attitudes and activities in isolation. Our minds and spirit work best when we work together. That is what the Lord created. He created that unity, that community. He created that. As he began to deliver them. So as we reflect on what he had done, he had delivered them from bondage and slavery. And he had created a community, a nation. And he was beginning to teach them how to have a relationship and a covenant with them. His promise was to give them a good life up in the promised land. And so he was showing them that you don't have to do this just alone. but you can work together. Amen? And so we're going to pause right here for any shares or comments right here. Amen? Is God giving anyone anything right now?
Well, when he told the children of Israel about the 15th day, okay, he spoke to the children of Israel, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the feast of the tabernacle for 7 days unto the Lord. This is another instruction that God was giving them. And he said, on the first day shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no severe work therein. He was telling them that on that day he didn't want them to do no type of work at all. And on the seventh day he offered an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto the Lord, and he shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a good solemn assembly, and shall do no severe work therein. So far, that's what I got out of it. He's telling them on these certain days he didn't want them to do no severe work.
Amen. Amen. It was that time of resting.
Yes. That's what I got
to put out of everything.
It.
Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist. I'm sorry.
I was saying that's what I got out of it, how you related it to today's time. We know how that they did it back then, and they had to get the lambs and sacrifice and do all that. But Jesus made that ultimate sacrifice for us. So today we can go anytime and feast before the Lord. We can go anytime and be in his presence and be able to worship him and give him the praise and honor that's due unto him, and to be holy. Like you said, being holy, taking the instructions and then walking in it daily, that sinners and other people may see what he's doing. And when they was out there with the feast and stuff, if people wasn't Israelites and they saw that, they could see what they were doing. And so our lifestyle should be where people could see what we're doing now. Because
Amen.
Of God, not because of us.
Amen. Amen. And it's so, we have to be so careful as believers that we're reflecting and we're showing him at all times. We have to be so careful with that. We don't want to show, our sin nature should be buried every day.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rebuke my flesh. I had to talk to my flesh and you gonna go in the grave today, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Literally now. Right now. And I wasn't giving her no chance to even to talk back. Now I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The provision mm-hmm. that God has made for us, and you got to complain in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Do you see what situation you were in and what God has brought you to in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
And it began to humble. She had to get in that grave.
Amen.
And that's how we should be. We have to remember that we are ambassadors for the kingdom. We represent the kingdom. We are what the world is seeing. We are the mm-hmm. sometimes the church is all that they gonna see Jesus in. They ain't gonna see. They're not gonna see Jesus. They're not going. Sometimes people are not going in churches. Sometimes, and so mm-hmm. when they see a Christian, a believer, we have to. It ain't putting on a front. It's living this thing for real.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
When I begin to look up what celebrate means, it's to stop and notice, to rest. See, we think meaning sleeping, but it means to stop and notice and observe the goodness of what God has done.
Mm.
I said, Lord, we thinking God's supposed to bless us God, I need you to bless me this way, bless me that way. God has been, his blessings are, if we stop and we just notice the blessings. Lord God, I'm breathing because of you. Lord God, I got the activity of my limbs because of you. My fingers are moving, my toes are moving. They may not move to the left and the right the way Maggie said they need to move. But Lord God, I still can get up and down even when I don't feel like it, Lord God, and I thank you anyhow. How about I don't even have to tell you, Lord God, they hurt. Lord God, I'm thankful that I'm able to walk, Lord God.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
This week at work was a rough week. I had to be on the ward. I had to be on my job with the babies, the unborn, the mothers who had. I was sending the prayer request because I really needed. I said, Lord, this is a lot. These babies with their brains born outside, their heads and their hearts outside, their bodies. I said, Lord, this is a lot, me interceding.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't take the time to think, and sometimes we don't take the time to stop and notice the blessings of God.
Yes.
Our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, glory to God. When they sent me the picture of my great niece, glory to God. And I know what happened, the drugs and the alcohol that was put inside that baby, glory to God. And there was nothing wrong, glory to God, because of the
glory
prayers of the righteous saints, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
The blessing, yeah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. It motivates me. Hallelujah, glory to God. The zeal of the Lord, the passion of me sharing the good news of the gospel, hallelujah, about the blessings of what he's doing daily in the life, the healing, hallelujah, how he healed that baby, hallelujah, glory to God. How that paperwork was overturned with that baby whose brain was on the inside, outside of his head, was overturned. Hallelujah. When I see it to the prayer warriors, glory to God. We talk about we should be bubbling over with the zeal and the passion. This celebration and this feast should be, we should be seeing it daily.
Hallelujah.
Shouldn't be observing it one day of the week.
Amen.
Tell me how this applies to us today. They were happy on these days. The Lord is saying this is how y'all should be every day, full of gratitude, full of appreciation, full of thanks, setting aside and resting and thinking and setting time aside daily to just think about my goodness. It was something that Apostle said today. She said, why take the time to complain about the aches and the pain? Just think, begin to thank God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't got them legs that hurt, that you say hurt.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It changes the mindset. It's all in, when we begin to change, when you begin to walk in obedience and allow God to shift and change the mindset, you see things the way he see it. And not the way the enemy try to make us see it. She said she began to talk about how Moses, how Abraham was a man of, who was a man of great faith. She said how he lived by faith. No, he walked in faith. He saw faith. Yes. She shifted the mindset of the message she preached today. It shifted the mindset.
Yes.
Of how Abraham had enough faith to go and want to sacrifice his child. The Lord wants us to have a covenant relationship. His promise that we live a good life. That we realize that we're not in this alone. We got siblings. We got brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That he's leading and guiding us, that we're united with him. We're knitted together with the Father. We're talking about, we serve a good God.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a God that we can press through with faith. We can face it with faith. And we can rejoice even through it all.
Yes, amen.
We can just go through the motions, or we can really enter into the spiritual side of activities. What the Lord was looking for was not just a routine feast, but an entry in into the meaning and emotions that would benefit his people. He don't want us to continue to going through the motions of things. He wants us to come on in and saying, this you shouldn't just be happy on this day. This thing should be daily. This thing you should be bubbling over every day.
Mm-hmm.
You should be excited daily. You should be bursting full of energy and passion. It was one of them commercials back in the 80s. That I think it was Sunny Delight or something. When you would drink the drink, you would be bursting full of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. He wants us not, it's not just a feeling. But he wants you to know that if you just enter in, it changes things. If you just spend that time, it changes things. You stop feeling, the feelings stop having control. And now you enter in. And you're not led and guided by your emotions. But you can enter in now. And you can rest in it. And you can reap the benefit of being in the presence of the Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
But it takes obedience to do that. It takes obedience. It takes obedience to rebuke your flesh. When your flesh wants to have its way and have a tantrum, it takes obedience to tell your flesh that you're going to get in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
It takes obedience to get up and get in prayer when he says pray at 3:00 in the morning. It takes obedience to give your last of your substance. It takes obedience to say, I'm not, when the Lord says, don't touch it this time, not to touch it. It takes obedience to do these things. And not to look, and then it takes faith to not look back in regret. A time to remember. It is just too obvious to escape our notice that the Lord specifies that this Feast of Booth was for those who were natives born of Israel. The comparison for today would be that rejoicing in the Lord is for all those who are born again into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus the Christ. Just as the Israelites were to remember that the Lord had them live in booths to recall that he had brought them up and out of Israel, out of Egypt, so we should remember that the Lord Jesus brought us up and out of sin and its consequences. See, we were once like them. We were enslaved too. But he delivered us from the bondage. We were wandering too. but he delivered us, both in the present and hereafter. He told them that this was to be a generational remembering. They were to use the feast to pass on to the succeeding generations and all the Lord had done for them. They were to rejoice in this together. When one comes into the kingdom, whether it's one or 500 or 1,000, whether one return or 500 return, we should rejoice together. We should be rejoicing. This thing goes on generations after generations.
Mm.
Rejoicing. It's a time to remember. It's a time of rejoicing. Jesus saw, even when he celebrated, he saw the good. Even when he celebrated, he saw the good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus didn't just live in a pace where he was preoccupied and he wasn't connected to the lives and the people around him. But he stopped and he noticed what was good. We must be like that. We must stop and notice what is good and tell God, thank you. Don't focus on, Lord, this here going on. No, Lord, I stop and I tell you, thank you, Lord God. It's so good. Apostle said that people are talking about this hell on earth. No, I see the good.
Yes.
And the moments where we can focus on the bad, let us focus on the good. What God is yet doing, the grass is green. I was focusing on the little puppy on the grass, using the grass. And the Lord brought back to my memory this morning. He said, Maggie, the grass is yet green. I said, oh, my God. Glory to God. He said, where you are now, and you ain't got no grass. Glory to God. He said, but now you got green grass. Where you moving to? Glory to God.
Amen.
We can focus on the negative. We can focus on the bad. We can focus on the past. But let us focus on the good, what God is doing now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us celebrate. Let us stop and notice what he's doing now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to quickly go through the practical points because the Lord has placed something in my heart about Sunday school. Hallelujah. And we want to openly acknowledge our Sunday school candidate and our nominee and our honoree for the month of October. Amen. Practical points. God's words to Moses speaks to us as well. These words are relevant to us now. Leviticus 22 and 33. It says, and the Lord said to Moses, all them words, them instructions speak to us now from 34 to 43. Today's Christians could spend more time worshiping and celebrating God, speaking good, speaking life, being careful of what come out of our mouths, exalting him, lifting him up, worshiping him. Things that bring edify him. Than to speak in the bad. A day of rest from normal routine allows us to focus on what is really important. Stopping and noticing the goodness of God. Resting from working. Putting everything aside and just reverencing and laying in the presence of God. And allowing us time to just worship him and tell him thank you and saying how good he is and just laying in the arms of our Father. That's a good place to be. Amen?
Amen.
God provides for us in our desert experiences, in our wilderness moments. He does not desert us. He does not forget about us. We should always rejoice. He is yet there. He is our provision. God's blessing should be shared and celebrated with others. They should see him actively working in our lives.
Yes.
Humans are prone to forget. We need frequent reminders of God's goodness to us. Mm-hmm. This will remind each new generation of Israelites that I made their ancestors live in shelters. When I rescued them from the land of Egypt, I
Amen.
Am the Lord your God.
Yes.
This thing lives on generations. Our children will tell their children, and their children will tell their children, and their children will tell their children that he is the living God.
Amen.
Our God. And he is a God of goodness to us all. He's good to us all.
Amen.
He meets the needs to us all. Especially those that are obedient. When we willingly obey him, oh man, I'm seeing that out of all the years I've been on this earth. I said, Lord, why did it take me so long to understand this? Never too late. As long
Amen.
As we get it. At this time, I just want to tell God thank you for the obedient, those that are obedient to get on Sunday school. The Lord has
Amen.
Placed in my heart to do a Sunday school drive virtually. Well, we're going to register online. As soon as I get moved in, I'm going to set up where we enroll and register online for people to come on Sunday school and
Amen.
Bible study.
Yes.
To grow Sunday school and Bible study because people need the word. People need the pure word of God. And I thank you all for not counting it robbery out of your midday because no – Maggie don't know everything, and I learned the Holy Ghost is yet teaching me. And I am grateful for you all coming on and we sharing together as a family, as a community.
Amen.
And I thank God this month, for the month of October, that Mother Marie Roberts was faithful, unshakable.
Amen.
She was on Sunday school. Glory to God. She was here. She was present in his presence.
Yes.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
It's not about her, not about Apostle being her mom. The other way around, her being Apostle's mom, but
Amen.
For her going spiritually. Amen, and I am grateful
Amen.
That she is able to even trust the God in me. I am grateful for that. I am so humble for that. I'm like a little kid.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And last week, the Lord laid on my heart to call her, to ask her to assist me, to please help me with Sunday school. And she said, I will. That was an honor.
Amen.
And so we present this certificate, which we will put in the mail to you, Mother Roberts.
Amen.
For your faithfulness.
Thank you. Thank God.
And I just open up the floor to you and to anyone else who would like to share today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Does anybody want to go? So give someone
a
chance. Amen.
About the lesson, I just want to say thank you. The lesson was awesome today, but I wanted to just celebrate with Mother Roberts because she truly is a trooper. She inspires me so much. And I just wanted to celebrate with her. Congratulations.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just thank God for the lesson on today. I mean, it's talked about Booth and Booth's feast. I try to study that. It says the feast of the tabernacle is time of spiritual purification for a man and a woman to recircumcise with God. It is a season of overwhelming joy. Abundantly crop area reminded of God's goodness. Israel rejoiced in the immaculate protection of God who accompanied them in the desert. And I like what you said, Prophetess Maggie, when you say, you know, we shouldn't have to be reminded, you know, to be in the worship of God. We should want to do that. But with listening to these lessons, it's really helping me a lot. It's making me even want to, you know, I go to bed early, making me want to stay up for Bible study. But I just thank God for the lesson on today because it's just teaching me a lot. Mm-hmm. I know the feast of Israel was to begin this celebration on the 15th day of the seventh month. The seventh month on Hebrew calendar was Tishah. I think that's how you pronounce it, which elsewhere is said to be at the end of the year. This referred to the ending of the agricultural cycle. And the 15th day of the seventh month, you know, this could really get a little complicated. I had to keep going over and over and over with this, was only 5 days after the Day of the Atonement. And, you know, we study about the atonement. The two are striking contrasts. The Day of Atonement was the most solemn day of the year, while the Feast of Booths was a week of joyful celebration. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God because, you know, Israel were to remember that the Lord had lived in Booth to recall that he had brought them out of Egypt. We should remember that the Lord Jesus brought us out of sin and its consequences, both in the presence and there hereafter. He told them that this was to be a generation remembers that they would use this feast to pass on to their generation, like our children and grandchildren, like the prophets had said. And I just thank God because we don't have to kill animals and lambs and sheep and stuff now. We don't have to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in those days, but Jesus died on the cross, so we don't have to do that. And also, I just thank God for the lesson on today because the Lord was looking for us just as a routine feast, but an entrance into the meaning and emotion that would benefit his people. We is like you said, we are like disciples. We are disciples. So we should be able to tell the peoples out in the world stuff that we learned. so they'll be able to feast on that also. And I just thank God for the lesson, because it's just a good lesson. All of these different lessons on this month was obedient. And I just thank God for the lesson, prophetess.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God all together for the lesson. And it gets better. The new Sunday school, the winter series is out. I sent the link for you if you want to get your books from Union Press. You can go ahead and order. They are already out. This is a good company to order from. They break the word down so easy for you. And like you said, Mother Roberts, it can become, because it was so many different festivals, it can become complex. And I was beginning to write them down, and I said, now, Lord, I said, I got to make this here plain, because I can get a little lost in this, in the sauce with this, and I don't want to. And I said, this is a lot. This is a lot. And we just got to be grateful that we didn't have to go through all. We don't have to go through
Amen.
All.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Well, my book is on its way.
Oh, you got yours? Yes, ma'am.
It's on Amen. Its way.
Amen. Amen. And I previewed the sample. We're going to be in the New Testament talking about Jesus for this winter quarter. And it's coming. A lot of it is coming out of John, John and Matthew and Luke. Matthew, Luke, and John. I believe those were the chapters I saw. But it's some pretty good stuff I read. I would have been lost in the sauce if I was back in those days and I had to slaughter animals. I wouldn't have made it. I thank God for Jesus.
Yes, thank God.
I'm serious. I thank Him. Slavery and being have to kill animals and slavery time. I had to be born at a time as now.
Yeah.
Because
amen.
And being able to live this thing out now. We are blessed in just the simple things.
Yeah.
The smaller things. That we really just need to say thank you, Lord, for.
Amen.
So I thank God for this time of service. I'm not sure if there was anyone else that got on. If so, was there anyone else that would like to share? If you would like to give in the Sunday school offering, you can at $CSDC12. $CSDC12. You can at Zelle. And that's Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. Or on the website at cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. You can click donate and you can give for Sunday school offering, or any offering, or whatever you want to be a blessing to the ministry,
Amen.
To continue the work of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And we just ask that the Lord will bless the offering as it comes into the house. Lord God, we ask that you will bless the hands that are able to give, bless the hands that are even unable to give, Lord God.
Yes.
We ask that you will return, Lord God, return those seeds, Lord God. Let them, the harvest, return them back to your people, Lord God. We ask that you will pour a blessing to each and every one, Lord God. Allow us this week, Lord God, to stop and notice all of your many blessings, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to celebrate your blessings. Celebrate your work. Your work in our lives spiritually, Lord God, what you're doing inside of us spiritually this week, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the men and the women of the house, Lord God. We thank you for Apostle Asia, Lord God, and Deacon Francis, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in their absence, Lord God, that you continue to keep them strong, Lord God. Continue
thank
to cover
you.
Them, heal, and protect them, Lord God. Continue to use them for your glory like never before, Lord God. We ask that you will continue to pour your blessings upon them, Lord God, even the members of CSDC, the ones connected, Lord God, continue to use and bless them. Pour out your blessings upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we thank you for the community of believers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you assembled us together, Lord God, to continue to stay in your presence, Lord God. We ask that you will continue to lead and guide us throughout this week, Lord God, filling us with goodness, your goodness, in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen. Lord, we ask that you would join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and Friday and Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. for prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love.